Berserkly Chartbusters Volume 1 came out in 1975 on Berserkly. Anyway, no Desperate Hours next week. It's Independence Day, and I won't be available, but there will be a Tears and Alcohol from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So, Dark Country from 52 to 75. So be sure to tune in. I'll be promoting it. Anyway. Coming up in this next hour will be this week's song that everybody knows. A tearjerker. A bonus tearjerker, believe it or not, on a work show. And I get to mangle another CD, PSA. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove. shove it.
Always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I was born and raised down in Alabama, on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills. Papa passed away and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my dad said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids are grown, things took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years. Sing, Patches, I'm depending on your son.
There is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those who once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
Arthur here, and I have a radio show on WMFO. Incidentally, from finding Alex on the radio dial when I relocated here. And I'll tell you what, you're listening to the best show on the college radio dial in Boston and or the .com. The Desperate Hour and a Quarter. If only Alex would elect to play less drop-ins like these, and by golly, we'd get more music to enjoy. Thanks, Alex.
It's 7:14 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard Lee Dorsey working in a coal mine, 1966, on the Amy label. Well, not the Bee Gees, from Bee Gees first. This was a cassette replacement therapy they got at Todd Farm about, I don't know, maybe close to a month ago. New York mining disaster, 1941. Bonus Tearjerker of the Week, 1967 on ATCO. Before that, our tearjerker is only multi-award-winning author Darlene Lacey could introduce it. Clarence Carter, Patches, 1970 on Atlantic. And I was, as a 13-year-old, first hearing this, I was just shocked they had anything like that morbid. But then Timothy came out right here in Boston where it first broke. Anyway, before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Johnny Paycheck and Take This Job and Shove It, 1977 on Epic. And we kicked it off with Kooky Cook. That's a great rock and roll name, Kooky Cook, Working Man, previously unreleased, recorded around 1965 from the Midnight Sound of the Milky Way compilation 2011 on Ace Records. Yes, all the songs are about work, either in the title or by the lyrics. Because I'm retiring tomorrow from full-time work. So I figured, you know, I've never done a work theme. And I think I could have done better. But anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Boy, oh boy. That was a really great song. I can't wait to hear more.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
butter.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, butter. Dip, 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 dip,
dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, every day, you know the one is on my way. I'm never able to say.
For me,
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth
reaching out and crying.
I then I go back to the house. I hear the woman smile,
preaching and crying, telling me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, 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 sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la.
Just become a lazy bone. Oh, I like it. I identify myself with famous people who have been in history. Important members. Persons just like Caesar, Jesus Christ, Napoleon, and Adolf Hitler. I will become a famous man. I care what other people can. Breadcrumbs. I imagine that I've seen in my TV some people who are known by me. I recognize them. Persons just like Martin Luther King, John F. and Robert Kennedy, and then at last Richard Nixon. I will become a famous man. I can what other people can. Please believe me. Learned enough at school, but I'm clever. Hey!
Wow, I'm so excited about the brand new Alex 2.0. Alex, play me something superior and great.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. I can do that. Let me go through my files. Let's see. Okay, here you go.
In your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby.
Wait a second. This isn't any better than the old Desperate Hours.
But...
You know, come on, Alex 2.0. You're supposed to be smart. You're supposed to be sophisticated. You're supposed to be the future of tomorrow.
I am.
Well, then play something that rocks.
All right, here you go.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's some 28 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Stacey wants you to know that the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. This is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and your friends here at WMFO in Medford. All right. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the second hour. Just heard a band called Ill Repute mangling Bachman-Turner Overdrive from 1985 on Mystic Records. Mystic Radio presents covers of our favorite brands mutilate your favorite songs. That was a compilation. For that, the Dukes. They're from Germany, and I'm an unskilled worker, released on the Alcora label there in 1967. I got off of Pebbles 24, 1988 on AIP. Well, that's the Silhouettes. A couple of, bonus songs that everybody knows. Silhouettes and Get a Job, Ember, 1957. I got off the Golden Age of American Rock and Roll, Volume 2. Came out in the UK in 1993. And by the way, Sha Na got its name by the refrain in this song. And then we kicked off the set, the second set of the second hour, with Sam Cooke and Chain Gang, 1961, on RCA Victor. Anyway. What's this? Now, let me see what... There we go. Anyway. Yes. All right, there's 16 seconds left. Well, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch. One short set, one slightly longer set, and then we put this thing out of its misery, as I say every week. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Records, if I may. I feel they would be of invaluable assistance to me in combating the evil in my school.
Working for his money, small time pay. He don't think it's funny working every day. Factory worker, he's no shack up.
factory worker, working his life away, working for his money, daily routine. He don't think it's funny working like a machine. Factory worker, he's no shirker. Factory worker, working his life away. Does the same things every day. Rise at 6 on his way. Start at 7, break at 11. Cup of tea at 3:30. Factory worker, he's no shirker. Factory worker, working his life away. Factory worker, working his life away. Working for his money, small time pay. He don't think it's funny working every day. Factory worker, he's no shirker. Factory worker, working his life away.
Hey, let's go to Boston.
The photocopies in a powder there.
why do you think work is a four-letter word? Loving you is driving me crazy. People say that you were born lazy, 'cause you think that work is a four-letter word. Don't waste your life, there is so much I know you can do. Let me see you wide awake and take all the whole world that is waiting for you. If you'll try, I'll be right behind you, and my love will help to remind you to forget that work is a four-letter word. Showplace. I just feel that we're getting no place while you say that work is a four-letter word. Don't waste your life, there is so much I know you can do. Let me see you.
Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in the sixth to last set of the evening. Backing me up for the last time, Danny and the Demons with Countdown. Just heard Cilla Black with Work is a Four-Letter Word. Came out of Parlophone in the UK in 1968, but I got off a compilation, Dream Babes Volume 2, Reflections. Came out in 2001 on RPM in the UK. For that, Plastic Land from the compilation, the first Battle of the Garages came out in 1981 on Vox, with Office Skills, released in their Skadlak label in 1980. For that, Christmas, favorite band here in Boston, Boys Town Work Song from the part two of the Throbbing Lobster saga, Let's Breathe, came out in 1984 on the Throbbing Lobster label. Boys Town Work Song. The song would eventually be included on the Big Time LP, In Excelsis Day Glow. For that, 10 Feet did Factory Worker, originally released on RCA Victor in the UK in 1966. I got off of that Driving Beat, the first one, 2001, and Past and Present. And we kicked it off of Lennis Guest and Working for My Baby on the Grand label, but I got off of Alien Psychos and Wild Thing, the first one, came out on Y2K and Arcania International. Anyway, we got about, I don't know, about 15 minutes ago, 16 minutes ago, 17 minutes ago. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Tomorrow, for that will be my wedding day.
Listen, sister, I don't dance. And I can't take time out now to learn.
Forge a phonograph record
for money. You can make a big fast profit pirating records.
Sure, you catch a record on its way up and you make a tape of the original Hypodollar recording. Cut your own master and release the bootleg prints.
You pay no royalties to the artists or the composers, and the profits are all yours.
Well, how can you tell the difference between a legit record and a forgery?
Only an expert can. Then if you're lucky, you find out where they're being made. But then the artist and the record company are still nowhere.
Big hits are short-lived. By the time you catch the bootlegger, there's nothing left to salvage.
Can you find out what materials went into this?
I can try, but I might need a day or two.
All right, you've got it.
What you done? You stopped the show.
hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtrack, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and ever-worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. Just heard Blue Cheer and their versions of Summertime Blues 1968 on Philips. For that, Johnny Luttrell channeling the Beatles, Hard Day's Night, originally released on Chevelle in 1964. I got off the Big Itch Volume 2, came out on Mr. Manicotti, Unknown Date. For that, Ricky D and the Embers with Workout Part 1. And then we kicked off the set with the Davis Brothers kicking the, channeling the Louvin Brothers, and Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. A track originally released on Rebel in 1966. I got off the compilation, the Rebel Ace Record Story, came out in 2002 on Stomper Time in the UK. Anyway, next week, no Desperate Hours. I won't be around, but there will be be returning on the 11th. However, next Friday, between the hours of 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, a special presentation of Tears and Alcohol. So I hope you tune in. Just stay on the, just keep watching the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. And if you're in the group, just check it out there. Anyway, my name is Alex. The pleasure is mine. Take care.
If you love me, baby, how come I love you? If you love me, baby, how come I love you too? You wouldn't spend all my money, honey, baby, then save me, would you? I don't need no job, my work's already done. I don't need no job, my work's already done. I'm gonna save all my money, honey, baby, have my terrible soul. Call me back, movie, baby, now I understand. Work's already done. I don't need no job. The work's already done. I'm gonna save all my money, honey, baby, have my lover's home.